Ours to Protect on Beat.
Let's talk about climate activism. It comes in many shapes and forms, from Greta Thunberg furiously attacking world leaders at the United Nations.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
To local grassroots activists and even Irish sustainability influencers empowering us to make a change for the good of the planet.
This is on sale for Black Friday. Was 10 euro, now 9. Stop. Take a breath. Ask yourself, do you really need this?
And right here in the Southeast, we have our own climate activists who are striving to inform and empower people. People like Cara Carney.
I grew up in this tiny village called Ballywilliam, about 8 miles outside of New Ross, and yes, surrounded by fields and nature. And now, in saying that, I also loved staying inside to play SingStar on the PlayStation with all the friends in my little council estate. I think being growing up in the countryside, like in Ballywilliam, definitely had an impact on the work that I do now as an activist, I think. But yeah, I'm a Ballywilliam woman at heart.
Cara is a climate activist.
Being an activist is something that we should all claim a bit more, because we shy away from it, and then there's less of us then willing to call ourselves activists, when I think we're all active in some way. Do you know, if we have chats around the climate crisis at the dinner table, or if we're planting a bee garden, a bee-friendly garden, or building bug hotels, or inserting ponds, or doing cleanups with our tidy towns, like, they're all forms of activism, and I think it's good for us all to kind of claim the term, you know.
Cara is also the creator of an award-winning eco-friendly living podcast called Book of Leaves that highlights people and businesses that can help us live more sustainably. She started making Book of Leaves in 2019, and this is her fifth season.
So I set out to platform people and businesses, activists, like campaigners in Ireland that are doing something good for the planet. Because at the time in 2019, there wasn't a podcast dedicated to climate activism. And I just jumped on. It wasn't so much a bandwagon at the time, but since then, loads of people, everyone and their aunt has a podcast. But I've kept this going, which I am quite proud of.
And there is a reason behind the title Book of Leaves.
The whole objective is to platform people that are doing something good. And I remember a friend at the time told me that you'll run out of people soon. Like, there's not that many businesses or not that many activists in the scene. You'll run out of people to interview, and the opposite couldn't be more true. So the whole idea is I interview someone who's doing something good that are in the country, or they're from the country. So there's a couple of people living abroad who are from here that I've also interviewed, and I and the listeners can take a leaf out of their book to add to our own way of living. Hence it's called Book of Leaves, because it's full of loads of different suggestions. And yeah, I've learned so much. You can probably hear the progression of my own activism through the seasons. Like, I now avoid kind of fast fashion, and I'm so much more knowledgeable about biodiversity and all these different things I have learned, and a lot of listeners have gotten in touch to say they have made changes as well. So it's about empowering ourselves to make the changes that we can to make a difference. And in our society, which is quite capitalistic, they're not really given platforms if it's not about money, because we don't really value nature and stable ecosystems or the circular economy, or the same way we value other things.
Last year, Cara won the Climate Award at the Irish Podcast Awards for Book of Leaves, and this year she was highly commended in the same category.
I'm just one person, I edit everything myself, so it was really lovely to kind of get that recognition that it's not always about, you know, the most pristine, perfect sound quality. It's your authenticity, or how digestible and accessible your information is. So that's always really important to me. So it was really lovely to get that recognition.
And Cara has some good advice if you want to take some climate action yourself or influence others to do so.
Well, I think there's definitely, we're very funny in Ireland about people taking notions, you know, oh, look at her notions with the keep cup there. But first off, we need to kind of like get over that and not be afraid to be proud of the little changes that we make and frame them in ways that we're not sacrificing, because a lot of climate action is framed as sacrifices. You're giving up your holidays, or you're giving up your meat. There's things that you can share, and if you're passionate about them, like your friends and people around you will take on that passion, and never underestimate the ripple effect you have. don't frame everything as a sacrifice. Like, you share your love and your passion. Don't underestimate the ripple effect that you can have.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.